This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New York's Mayor Bloomberg, the caped crusader of public health, he's worked hard against smoking and sugary drinks to thwart obesity and diabetes. Now it's elevators. The mayor is nudging architects to design buildings that encourage people to take the stairs. But does active design, as it's called, make business sense? Stan Alcorn reports.
New York City's Department of Design and Construction is on the fourth floor of a building in Queens. To get there,
look through here, go to your left to see the elevators.
The lobby attendant sends you to the elevators. But director David Burney takes the stairs and wants to change the city's architecture to get more New Yorkers to do the same.
Because we design our built environment, making it easier to take the elevator, easier to take the escalator, becoming more and more sedentary. And there are things we can do to reverse that.
Things the city calls active design, like bike lanes and wider sidewalks to encourage walking. For new buildings, Mayor Bloomberg wants to require more visible, attractive stairways and signs that suggest burning calories instead of electricity. For a new eight-story apartment building in the Bronx, developer Les Bluestone is putting active design into practice.
So if you walk in the building, the first thing you notice is you don't see the elevator.
Instead, you see a glass door leading to an extra-wide stairwell. And when you start climbing,
as you can hear, we have music in the stairs. We've taken it out of the elevator and put it in the stairs.
He also slowed down the elevators. It's too early to judge, but Bluestone expects healthier tenants will have fewer medical bills and an easier time paying the rent. The active design amenities only added 1% to his budget, so he says encouraging exercise is a business no-brainer. How does the biggest elevator company feel about that?
Fundamentally, I mean, we agree.
Daryl Marvin is the director of innovation for the Otis Elevator Company.
It makes a lot of sense to take the stairs if you can. At the same time, there's lots of times where that's not a practical solution.
Like when you're headed above the fourth floor. Marvin's company put elevators in the Empire State Building and Dubai's half-mile-high Burj Khalifa, the kind of mega high-rises where even the most enticing stairs will be a tall order. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.